On today's podcast, we'll be covering avoiding slip, trip, and fall hazards in parking lots. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Slip, trip, and fall hazards in parking lots are common, especially during bad weather or when facilities are busy. Keeping parking areas safe protects employees and visitors and reflects a strong commitment to workplace safety. Addressing these hazards doesn't have to be complicated. By focusing on maintenance, awareness, and preparation, facilities can create a safer environment for everybody. Here are a few tips to help you with these risks. Number one, fix surface issues quickly. Cracks, potholes, and uneven pavement can cause tripping risks. Schedule regular inspections and repairs to help keep walking and driving areas smooth and safe. Number two, use clear markings. Highlight pedestrian walkways, speed bumps, and vehicle paths with reflective paint or signs. Clear markings guide traffic and reduce confusion. Number three, keep it well lit. Good lighting is essential. Replace burnout bulbs immediately and ensure all areas are well illuminated, especially significantly darker areas. Number four, prepare for weather. Snow, rain, and ice are unavoidable, but preparation makes a difference. Stock up on salt, shovels, and other equipment and assign snow removal duties in advance. If you hire contractors, make sure that they understand your expectations. And last but certainly not least, number five, walk safely. Encourage employees to wear sturdy, slip-resistant shoes. In icy conditions, remind them to take small steps, point their feet outward, and move slowly like a penguin. A safer parking lot starts with attention to detail and preparation for weather changes. Beyond physical fixes, keep employees informed with regular reminders. Awareness can prevent incidents before they happen. By following these steps, facilities can significantly lower risks and demonstrate a commitment to safety. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips and have a safe day.